Mitya, welcome to Talk Satellite here at IVC.
Thank you very much, Kevin, and it's as always a pleasure to meet you again.
Can you bring us up to speed on what's been happening at SDN over the last 12 months since we last spoke?
Yes, since we met, it was a very vibrant year for us, very exciting things happening. First of all, I think it's important to mention one thing which is important for the market in general, is that we see the broadcasting market picking up again after the COVID. This is one important thing, so lots of very exciting and new projects in this area. But the most exciting news, of course, was that we were working together with the ICO Media Group about this merger, which is a lengthy process. There's a lot of things involved, so it was very, very well thought through process, but of course it takes a lot of time. So for the last 12 months we were dealing mostly with this, beside servicing our customers and talking about the new projects that I just mentioned before.
The big news, SDN and ICO Media to merge. Can you provide more detail?
The most important thing to remember is we are two strong brands, and we will keep the two brands separately. This is one thing. The second thing, which is very important, is that with this merger, what we want to achieve and what is the thinking behind is to service our customers even better. That means that we can offer a wider range of services, not only on satellites, but also when it comes to the streaming, to EPG, to OTT, to various cloud-based services, which have ICO Media Group was working on them for quite a long time. So we can now offer all this variety of services, which will benefit our customers, because let's not forget, for us three principals, it's very important. The customers are always on the first line, and we always think about the customer. So this merger for customers actually doesn't really mean anything, because STN customers will stay STN customer, STN will stay STN, ICO Media customers will be ICO Media. We are basically merged under the two brands, and for the customers this will mean enhanced services and even more opportunities. For example, we were always struggling, if you like, for the project there that need, for example, diversity sites, redundancy, disaster recoveries. We always have to go to the third party. Now we can do all in-house, and this is a big advantage for our customers.
What does this entity now bring in terms of services?
So what it does is cement the strength of existing services to existing customers, first and foremost. None of either company's customers should be in any doubt about the strength and power that these two companies bring to their services. So instead of our clients being the clients of just one company, they now have open to them all of the products, all of the innovation, all of the services that run across both companies. So we can bring a much wider portfolio to our existing client bases and offer them more. And at the same time, of course, offer a wide portfolio of existing and new products to new clients.
Mitya, could you enhance more on what the services that this new entity will bring to the market?
We have been working on this actually for a while, and the one exciting project that I can already mention, because it's just before the launch, and we have been promoting it, is especially now during the IBC, is the eSport. The eSport is a package of channels, eSport channels, of course, all in HD, all in the top quality, which will be a new offering. And we have been talking to some pay TV platforms. They are very excited, because for years there is no new content. There's no new package that they would be, enhancing their offering to the customers, bringing additional packages, additional money in, and they are all very exciting. So I think this is going to be a really big news. And once it's launched, of course, we're going to talk to you about more in more details. But I think this is the most exciting project that especially pay TV platforms have seen in the last years. We're going to start with it within the European market. So we struck a deal with a European-based company, satellite operator, who will be supporting us on that. And then the plan is, of course, to go also to do all the other continents, so this is all I can say for now, and more to come in the future.